council has convened a closed meeting on this date pursuant to an affirmative recorded vote and in accordance with the provisions of the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and whereas section 2.2-3712 of the Code of Virginia requires a certification by the Coburn Town Council that such closed meeting was conducted in conformity with the Virginia law. Now therefore be it resolved that the Coburn Town Council hereby certifies that to the best of each member's knowledge, one, only public business matters lawfully exempted from open meeting requirement by Virginia law were discussed in closed meeting to which this certification resolution applies, and two, only such public business matters as were identified in the motion convening the executive meeting were heard, discussed, or considered by the Coburn Town Council. Mike Holbrook.
Aye.
Jeff Kaiser.
Aye.
Devin T. Mooney.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Nancy Couch.
Aye.
Okay, we're back in open session. Is there any action resulting from closed session? Okay, hearing none. Last item on the agenda is council comments and concerns. Ms. Couch, since you're the newest person, you get to go first since you're the first one
first
in the alphabet.
Letter. Thank you. I just want to say thank you to everybody for voting for me or accepting me. I'm going to go home and I'm going to study every bit of this and be ready for the next, because all of this so, seems so strange. I'm like, oh, what have I got myself into? But I'll try and get up to snuff. And thank you all so much.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Holbrook.
I just want to welcome Ms. Couch. I think that she will be an excellent addition to our council, and look forward to serving with her. As always, the employees and my fellow council members, you all are very much appreciated. What you all do is makes our little town run. Thank you all.
What's your son's name?
Okay, thank you. Chase. Mr. Mooney.
Just like to welcome Miss Nancy Couch. She does my taxes every year, so she has to be a pretty good person to keep up with that. keep it straight. We've got a lot going on. Thanks to all of our town employees. I don't guess we'll see each other before Christmas. So
we'll not see you until next year.
Merry Christmas to everyone, and thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mrs. Steele.
Nancy, it'd be great to work with you. Don't have to call you Miss Couch.
Just with Nancy.
So good. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
And I think you'll be a great fit, and I believe that you'll get a grasp of it. It's not that hard. It just sounds a lot your first day.
Yes.
But I think you'll be all right. And I appreciate everybody else that worked so hard. Jace, young man back there, you have been the best little audience that I have ever seen. I just want you to know that I really appreciate you being here tonight and hanging in. You've done well. Thank you. And everybody else, I thank you. The town looks really good, Jeff. The crew did great. Mr. Brooks, keep up the good work. I feel safe.
I hope so.
Yeah, I do.
Thank you. Is that it?
Yes.
All right. Nancy, welcome to the club. I agree with everyone else. You're going to be a great addition to this. I know it's overwhelming the first time you attend a meeting, particularly since you didn't have the packet before you got here. But let me assure you that it doesn't take too awfully long to get caught up to speed. We will help you understand anything, and anytime you have questions about anything, just feel free to ask any of us, and we will aid you as much as we can. But again, welcome, and we're proud to serve with you. On the report tonight, as Mr. Mooney's already pointed out, our total cash availability is very, very nice to see a number like this, particularly as he pointed out, we've not had a negative number reported to us this year. I think we've come a long, long, long way from where we were. And, in addition to the $163,492 that we have available tonight, let's not forget we've got a ready access account of over $15,000, which is money that last year was at zero. And I think that's, that's ready access to where if we were to need it, we have the ability of using that into the system. All the town employees, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I hope your families have a great holiday season. Same to all my council members up here, Mr. Williams, Mr. Sturgill, Mr. Sharp. You guys have a great holiday season also, and hope Santa Claus is very good to you. And one last thing, I think the Christmas parade on Friday night, from what I was looking at coming through the town, is probably the biggest turnout we've had for a Christmas parade in quite a few numbers of years. And the participation in the parade itself was very large. I know that my wife called me, and we were at the railroad crossing downtown, and she was still at Pizza Hut. So it was, I think, a great parade. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion second. Any discussion? All those in favor of adjournment, please signify by saying aye. Any opposed? We are adjourned.